Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Corn stocks, 166 million more than the average trade guess, above anybody's trade guess. Question becomes, how much has been priced in this week?
Well, that is definitely the question. And the other question I have is I follow the national corn basis, and it's 26 under at harvest. Where's all the corn? You know, it's a situation where we see people fighting to get it. So it'll come down to how much is priced in and whether the trade really believes this number.
The question is where all the corn is. I had email conversation this morning with Joe Prusaki, who's head of NASS, and he does tell me that he did not see, because of when harvest was, any new crop leakage in the old crop.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think, you know, today is definitely going to be guided by outside markets, too. We saw spending flat this morning and personal income down a tenth of a percent, so we've got the dollar higher. It is the end of the month and the end of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So that may I expect definitely to see us go down on the open, and we might see some short covering as we come into the close, if that's possible.
Could it be that soybeans kind of helps prop the market up today to the upside?
Well, I think beans are going to take it, probably get hit the least of everything else. I think what this really states to us, Dave, is the USDA needs to have a DDG report. When you look at the fact that we had lower usage of corn in the fourth quarter and lower usage of wheat in the first quarter, what are we feeding the animals?
That is an awful good point. The other thing that I think that could factor into trade today, although it may be on the back burner, at least at the beginning of the markets, is that inflation is up 3% in September in the 17-year-old countries.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and that definitely is in the background. The entire outside market situation, in terms of unless we get this European thing settled down, it's going to be tough. There's just no question on how much impact that has. What this really points out is you've got to have a plan. You've got to be prepared for up. You've got to be prepared for down, because I'll tell you what, these markets can do anything at any time right now.
All right, then. Let's have the calls then, please.
Well, I'm going to call corn down 20 to 25 on the open. You know, there may be some people who are going to try and push her to the 40 limit today to see if we actually can test that out once. But beans down 5 to 10, wheat down 10 to 15. I'm looking at cattle mixed ahead of cash. We're hoping for some cash trade today. And hogs steady to lower. Cash is expected to be down about 50 cents. And we've got pretty good supplies at the hog plants right now.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. We have a new mobile website. It's m.willag.org. That's m.willag.org. There, all of our audio analysis, as well as news from the College of Aces. m.willag.org.